So I'm gonna start this one again because the Audioboo app seems to have problems uploading my files or something. It sucks batteries. It's absolutely insane. It's absolutely incredible. But anyway, I will try to continue to do my cover-up of this Paul McCartney concert, Paul McCartney experience down here in Halifax. I just had a good meal. I had my fish and chips plate. That was what I wanted to have. And now I'm pretty close to the park where the show is held. Now you have the first parts with bands, and you see people everywhere just walking to the park. You see a lot of baby boomers with foldable chairs for the general admission, but of course I have this VIP ticket that I bought myself. So pretty cool, pretty amazing. Paul McCartney is such an incredible performer at his age. I think he is around 67 years old now. Well, God, I wish I was able to. I will be able to do what he does at 67 years old. It's pretty amazing. And he is a pretty amazing artist as well. I think I don't remember how many number one hits he had, but he is the only one guy who had number one hits as a solo artist, both as a duet, as a trio, and as a quartet, and as a group of many, many people. So he's the only one to have that, who had that type of achievement, and he is the only one who had a Billboard number one position, both as a pop rock artist and as a classical artist. And I think he had something as a jazz artist as well, so it's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing stuff. He also had back in 1979, I think, a rhodium disc given to him by the Guinness Book of World Records. Why? Because he had sold back then 200 million albums in his career, and it's been 30 years now, so imagine now how many albums he sold. He's the best-selling artist of all time, the guy with the most number one hits, so it's such a legend. I must say, he is genuinely a legend. So talk to you soon. I'm getting to the park for the concert. Bye.